Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, TJ. Really excited for this half hour. We have Representative Michelle Salzman and Lori Milkaris from American Legion Post 340. Is that correct?
That is not correct.
That's actually not correct. Okay, I just had American Legion on there.
Hey, so. I'm a member of the American Legion Post 340, okay. Which is why I called them and said, hey, can we use your parking lot?
I was partially right. All right. Lori, who are you with?
Yeah, who are you, Lori? Director at the Military Veterans Resource Center at the University of West Florida, and I am a Legionnaire and a rider for Post 382 in Navarre.
Okay.
And yeah. She's also all things veterans. She is the glue for our community for all things veterans. So anytime you want to do something and you're a veterans organization, you have to talk to Lori because she's going to tell you if something else is happening on that day with veterans, if other veterans would like to participate. She shares the news. She just brings it. She is all things. So we have to. Lori is the glue. So
yeah, that's. If you're wondering how to get a hold of somebody, Lori can probably take care of that.
Oh, no, 100%. Within like 10 minutes, it's crazy. When she texts you, you answer. I mean, I'm in with the governor and I'm like, you know, in a press conference and Lori's texting. I'm like, hold on a minute, sir. I have to answer this. Like, she's the gal. So we're fortunate to have her.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Thank you for your service, both of you.
Yes.
So I know that you're here today to promote a trunk or treat that's coming up. Let's talk about that.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about this trunk or treat. So we were together with some friends and talking about veterans. You know, we have a lot of organizations, like we were just saying. Lori can share more about all the different ones that we have, but we have over 100 different veteran nonprofit organizations in this region, and they all want to do different things, but to bring us together is really hard, and we were working on doing that. Vet Cola was a little organization created just to bring us together with a friend of ours, and he got distracted by other things, you know, like life with kids, and so he hadn't really created an event in over a year. I think we did an Easter egg hunt at the, or a drop-off, I should say, at the, the Memorial Park downtown Pensacola, like over a year ago. It was like 2 years ago since we've done something like this. And I said, why don't we bring all of our veteran organizations together and we'll just do trunk or treat. We'll let the, you know, all of the organizations set up a trunk, put some candy in there, and then we will be with our like-minded individuals at an American Legion, invite active duty military and veterans. Of course, civilian families are obviously included, but really just engaging those veteran organizations. And then I was like, well, gosh, and of course, everybody's like, yeah, we'll totally do it. So we have tons of people, and Lori can share more about that. But then I started thinking, you know, a lot of these small nonprofit organizations, they don't have a lot of money, and candy is expensive. It's so much money. And I don't want to host an event at the American Legion and be like, oh, Michelle Salzman's doing a trunk or treat, and everybody gets dum-dums. Not that I don't like a sucker, but I don't want a sucker. So then I called Jessica Lee at Kia. I was like, hey, you know, you like military. Don't you want to buy like thousands of pieces of candy and like hook us up for this? And she said, sign me up. I mean, she never says no. I don't know how she sleeps, but Jessica Lee is phenomenal. Kia is a great partner. So they bought thousands and thousands of candies. I mean, the good stuff, I promise you, is that we even got the little packets of mini cheese balls and pretzels. And I mean, my staff, Trevor, actually picked all the candy out and sent her screenshots. Okay, this is what we want so that we have a variety so you don't get nerds at every station. But I know that sounds silly, but when you put on an event like this, these little things matter. They make a difference. And when the kids come and they get loved on the way that they're going to get loved on, and Lori's going to share more about the people that are coming, it resonates with you and it puts an imprint on your heart. You know that those veteran organizations are there and they're showing up for you. And to see your brothers and sisters that you know, have the same servant's heart that you do, you know, helping with the kids, it's just, it really fills your heart at a time when, I mean, everybody's trying to just enjoy the holiday. So they don't have the burden of having to pay for all the candy. It doesn't cost any money to participate, whether you're an attendee or you're somebody setting up a booth. We've got a haunted house that's free, hay rides that are free, free hot dogs, chips, and drinks, free hot chocolate that I make personally. It's made with real chocolate and milk. It's something that everybody fights over, and we usually run out, so the hot chocolate will be fun. But
so come early.
Come early. There you go. We've got costume contests. I mean, I'm telling you, we did not leave anything out. I even have Entertainment Ignited coming to do a big show at the end of the night. So it's it's just, it's an all around great event, free and just organized, safe. You know, you can bring your family out and know that they're not going to end up in the street somewhere. You know, it's one big controlled area. ABATE is a big partner. They're bringing all their motorcycles and decorating them with, I mean, I am super duper excited, as you can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. So that Trunk or Treat happening October 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. Let's talk about the vendors that are going to be there.
Well, hopefully everyone will come out. Whether you have a family or not, just come out to have that camaraderie and be connected. Remember that we're always trying to put out fires and help people and do and this is just to remind you to enjoy each other and actually laugh and have that camaraderie and that time. Mm-hmm. So feel free to come out. We
Good
do have a
time.
bunch of different booths set up with a bunch of the nonprofits, as Michelle mentioned, a whole eclectic group. They're going to be there in a different capacity, though, because they're there to have fun, too. So make sure that you come out, get connected. They will all have their business cards. So there's some, like, Home Base, for example, one of the groups that's coming new to this area that has the mental health and the physical health connected with it, as well as the Military Veterans Resource Center at UWF and some other schools and people to get hooked up with some career choices and some flyers that we'll have out there to tell about some of the other events that are coming up, but just really to come in and get connected and have fun and enjoy your time and not have to spend any money except for to get yourself to the event.
Mm-hmm. So how many vendors total are going to be there?
We'll have about over 20 vendors at this time.
That's for just our side. So we have the military vendors, but the American Legion is going to, the members are doing their own trunks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they'll also have candy and trunks. So I would, if I were to wave a magic wand and guess, I would say there's going to be at least 40 trunks, at least 40 to trunk or treat from, plus all of the other activities mixed in. So it will be, you won't have time to do it all. There's no way you can do it all in that short period of time. But Lori's done a really good job of just bringing everybody together. She's good at organizing the veterans. And you know, every nonprofit has their own ideas of how things need to happen. And she has a good way of just bringing them and say, okay, yeah, you do it your way right here. And then just know that we all have to work together in this way. So just really blessed to have Lori help manage this whole thing. But the American Legion has done just a stellar job. The Women's Auxiliary has shown up big time. Martha Harris, who owns Eagles Talon but also runs ABATE as well as is on the board of the American Legion Post there. Martha is always just a huge advocate for anything family and safety. So she's like, let's go. We're doing it. Super. I mean, I'm just so excited. I can't believe it's this Friday. It's already here. I mean, it was just a few weeks ago. I texted Lori and said, hey, you want to do a trunk or treat? And this is the North End. I think we haven't really touched on that. This is on 9 Mile Road, which is not downtown. You know, it's not out in Pace. It's not farther away. It's where a lot of our community is that really doesn't get an opportunity to have these events. You know, most events are not held in this part of the town. So having it on that part of town is also a blessing because there's a lot of people in Cantonment and Molino and even in Beulah that can just 15 minutes away, they can all come and just enjoy the festivities.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Pensacola Little Theater proudly presents POTUS, October 25th through November 3rd. One four-letter word is about to rock 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when the president unwittingly spins a PR nightmare into a global crisis. The seven brilliant and beleaguered women he relies upon must risk life, liberty, and the pursuit of sanity to keep the commander-in-chief out of trouble. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office. This show contains adult subject matter and language.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Continued our discussion about the propositions that are on the ballot in, 2 weeks. Propositions 5 and 6, I evaluated those. You can catch those on the podcast page. Also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about a variety of things, including one of the most horrific crimes that I've even can remember being attempted here in Escambia County. And the last round of drama from James Calkins and the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. You can listen to all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions today, in studio is Representative Michelle Salzman and Lori Milkaris from the UWF Military and Veterans Resource Center. Wanted to make sure I got that right this time.
Thank you.
Talking about a trunk or treat that is happening at the American Legion Post, October 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. I know that there's going to be activities there as well. There's a glow show. Is that right?
That's correct. It starts at 6, ends at 8. They have a glow show that it will be starting around 7:30 after the lights have gone out from the sun, so people can come and enjoy that and be a part of that. We are asking that anybody from age birth to any time after, please come and be a part of it. There is no age range to be involved in the fun.
I was going to ask about that, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the glow show is super cool. I talked to Entertainment Ignited, the same, like within 5 minutes of Lori saying whatever you need, which was a mistake on her part. But when Lori said yes to helping rally up the veterans, I immediately, the first thing I thought of was, okay, what can we do that would just wow these kids that showed up that's not spooky, right? Because a lot of kids aren't going to want to do the haunted house. So I just immediately reached out to Ray with Entertainment Ignited, and I said, hey, Ray, are you guys available on the 25th? It's the Friday before Halloween, like the ultimate day for them to do like a big show and make all the money. And she was like, absolutely for you, you know, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited, but we can't do fire. I don't want the Legion to have to worry about insurance, which they have, you know, Entertainment Ignited comes with their own insurance, they're licensed and insured, but I just didn't want any questions about fire and, you know, all that. So I said, can you do something else? And I mean, they have everything. Entertainment Ignited, it literally can do anything. They make costumes for every single event. It's the coolest company ever. But they, she said, well, why don't we do Bubble Station, a bubble and glow station? So they're going to have an actual booth set up for the kids to play with the bubbles, and not just like little bitty bubbles, but like, you know, the really big life-size, human-size, big stuff. And she's like, we'll play with them and have a good old time and show them the glow sticks and all that. And she said, and then that will culminate into a 7:30 show where we will just blow their minds with all the LED you can possibly think of. So they're always so creative, and we're just so fortunate that she is willing to come out to the American Legion on Nine Mile Road in Cantonment on a Friday night and do a show for the veterans and their families. So a huge shout out to Ray and Kenny, her husband, who just run that incredible company, Entertainment Ignited, who also donates their time to nonprofits. I mean, they helped us raise tons of money for AMI Kids last year. I'm sure they're doing it again this year. They're just great folks. And so they also have a kid of their own, so they understand what it's like, you know, to make sure that your kids feel loved and safe. So they're going to be probably one of the biggest hits of the night, you know, as far as booths are concerned, because the kids will be able to do those glow and bubble activities, and not the lame bubbles, but the big bubbles. Mm-hmm. So super excited about Entertainment Ignited showing up for that. But they'll bring some great costumes and fun. Lori, what is your booth decorated? What are you doing?
I think we're going to go with a Barbie theme.
Oh, okay.
So, from what I hear, we might have a box that people can get into so they can bust out of the Barbie box as well.
Are you going to be a G.I. Jane Barbie?
We'll see. Yeah,
I mean,
you
are life size.
Pink camo.
Oh, hold on a minute. I want to see that.
We'll have to see.
I want to see that. My trunk is going to be Harry Potter. I'll be Hermione, and my staff will be, you know, the various folks. And my husband is Slytherin, I think, and my son is Hufflepuff. And we'll have the hot chocolate and the cauldron of candy. But super fun. I am looking forward. I know we're going to have a Batman. We're going to have a Superman. Just some, you know, the guys dressed up walking around, making the kids feel loved and taking pictures with them.
That is really awesome.
Yeah.
And the Post is putting together the haunted house. They're starting to work on that a couple of days before. So they'll have that haunted house to be able to walk through. And
what is the scare factor on the haunted house? From 1 to 10, 10's the worst. What's the scare factor?
Not quite the Haji Shriner, but close. I would say like a 6 or a 7.
Yeah.
The Boy Scouts actually helped put that together with them. They volunteer. So the scouts that are associated with that legion will be doing a majority of the volunteer work in the haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
But they did the haunted house last year independently of anything else. They did a little event, and they said it was great. They had about 75 kids come out and participate. And they were like, can we do that with your event? I said, hold on a minute. First of all, it's our event, and that is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you collaborate and you bring all the resources together, I mean, that's a double whammy. I was like, y'all need to charge for these hot dogs and stuff. Y'all are putting a lot of effort. No, they want the kids to be able to come out and just have a free night of fun. So the Legion has really showed up. But speaking of, Lori, what is the address? Where are they going?
So that address for Post 340 is 8890 Ashland Avenue in Pensacola, Florida. So 8890 Ashland Avenue.
Awesome. Right off of 9 Mile Road.
There's also going to be face painting there.
There will be some face painting. They will also have some hay rides. So they've got the tractor out there, and the whole backfield's going to be turned into a hay ride. So lots of opportunities to get some great pictures, as well as have some entertainment nonstop for all ages. And then just to be able to connect with people in something that you don't necessarily have to go for a reason other than to just enjoy your time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Costume, no costume, we don't care.
More costumes, the better.
Oh, I love it. Lori's like, you better wear a costume.
Yeah.
But if you can't afford a costume this year, or your kids don't have a costume, bring them out. They can get their face painted like something fun, and then that can be their costume. But we certainly don't want people to feel like they have to have one. I know a lot of times whenever we do events, in my world, when I do them, especially Halloween stuff, well, I don't have a costume, I can't come, because I actually host a Halloween party at my house every year. It's this big thing. And I'm like, you don't need to go buy a costume. If you can't afford one, please come anyway. Don't worry about it. Not everybody will be in one. It's not about that. You know, it's really just about having a good time.
Yeah. Gathering. Yeah, yeah. Not the getting or the getting more kind of concept. Just come and be a part of it and show up and you can enjoy your time.
Is this open to Escambia County only, or Escambia and Santa Rosa?
I don't care where you're from.
This is open to humans. Right. Come on down.
That's right. And dogs. Ooh, would it be fun to have some cute little dogs? We should do a dog costume contest.
So dogs and humans.
Yes. So it just became pet friendly.
I'm all in. As long as they're friendly with humans, I don't care what. You can bring a potbelly pig, a bird, a cat. I don't care. I mean, it's just about community. And actually, a lot of veterans do have service animals. So actually, it's probably good that we mention that. Very much friendly to anybody that's good to others is welcome to be there, whether you're from Alabama, Georgia, Florida, any county, any age.
You're on vacation.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Come on over. We'd love to tell you why Pensacola is the best place to be.
Absolutely. Pep Talk returns right after this.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's the brother and sister country music duo and Pensacola's very own Pearl and Rafe. Pearl brings the glitter, Rafe brings the grit, and together they bring the party wherever they go. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Pearl and Rafe. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Representative Michelle Salzman, also Lori Milkaris from the UWF Military and Veterans Resource Center, talking about a trunk or treat coming up October 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the American Legion Post 340. I know that Kia Autosport is part of this. Who else did you want to recognize today?
Wanted to recognize Endeavors, which is new to the area to help people find employment. We've got Be the Miracle, the Sheriff's Department, Home Base, University of West Florida, some individuals that are just coming to do it out on their own. All different groups to be able to get any kind of information. And if your information is not there, you could connect with other groups that might be able to connect you with that information as well. Getting connected with the post to see if you would like to become a member of the post, if you're a capable auxiliary or the riders groups that's a part of that there. That is, again, at the American Legion, post 340, 8890 Ashland Avenue. Be able to come out for some face painting, some trunk or treat, some entertainment, and some engagement with some other individuals that like to enjoy camaraderie and time together.
And hot dogs and chips and a lot of different activities. So definitely bring the family, bring the kids, right?
Bring the family, bring the kids, bring the fun.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.